Hi, and welcome to the Positivity Podcast. This podcast focuses on connecting with people from all different backgrounds and walks of life from around the world. Throughout this podcast, you'll listen to people's stories, their experiences, the trials and tribulations that they've overcome, why they do what they do, and current trends. Topics may vary from personal development, mindset, people sharing stories, authors, coaches, ex-military personnel, professionals, and everyday people in walks of life. I hope you enjoy this podcast as I aim to connect with people for them to share their story, their experiences, and why they do what they do, because I have a deep interest in humans and providing valuable content to the audience. If you would like to be on this podcast, you can email me at thepositivitypodcast@gmail.com in the notes. You can connect with me on social media in the notes, positivity94 on the Instagram. If there's any tips, any advice, any feedback, I would highly appreciate it. So let's get into the show. Thank you for your support, and I hope you enjoy this episode. Subscribing really helps, and you know, I appreciate all your support. Hope you enjoy this show.
Tuning in, trying to find out how to win. Go along and tell a friend. Marathon, you know the game. Keep on running, never end. Getting better, make amends. Adam got it, Adam got it, Adam got it, Adam got it. Positivity. Positivity.
Right, Vasco, it's great to have you on the podcast today. How are you doing?
Hello, everyone. How are you? How are you, Adam?
Yeah, I'm really well, thank you. Really well. And it's great to have you on. And I think... you know, I just want to say before we start, like, you know, massive thank you to you for having me on your great podcast, you know, the Anyone Anywhere podcast. And, you know, I think people should definitely check out your stuff if they already haven't. And I think you have, like I was saying before we started, like, you know, very deep empathy, and you know, you're very good at kind of like holding that space and, you know, allowing people to talk and you really listen. And I think it's, you know, you're doing a great job in what you're doing, and, you should just keep on doing it and keep it up. And I just kind of thought, like, how did you kind of get into this? Like, you know, kind of podcasting and kind of, what's your kind of story, that kind of thing?
Man, for me, I was like since 2000 and like directly to podcast. I was since 2019 thinking about starting a podcast. But like we have our self-doubts, you know, when we are, I think everyone, as in some field, and I was like, so many people doing podcasts, why me, why should I start a podcast? So it comes with COVID. I start some project like at the site, so I am a cabin crew also.
Yeah,
so there is no work for me, so I was like, let's start something. I start a print on demand store like with jiu-jitsu shirts, and I start the podcast. So and I was like, I really truly believe that we all have something to teach and to learn from everybody. So I have, like, in my podcast, I have, like, just to see the difference, I have UFC fighters and I have a priest, you know.
Yeah,
because I think, like, it's, if we see the extremes, we can find the middle.
Yeah. No, I think that's really true. And I think, as you said, everyone has a, you know, a story to share. And I kind of like, you know, your theme, because you kind of have lots of people different, you know, from different backgrounds. And as you said, you know, there's those like, you know, from someone who's a priest, someone who's a UFC fighter, you know, there's different, you know, they're completely polar opposites, aren't they? And they're going to have different things to share and different places and experiences. And I think it's everyone, as you said, regardless of what background they're in, they've all got something to give. And I think, you know,
people surprise themselves probably sometimes with the value that they have, you know?
For sure, I truly believe in that. For me, yeah, it's exactly like that. That's why in my podcast, I like it. If you feel that you want to share something with the world, man, I have the platform, and it will be a pleasure. Like everyone that wants to get in my podcast, just send me a DM. That it will be welcome, really.
Yeah, no, it's great what you're doing, and I think like it's good how you know you use the time to kind of like adapt and to create something, you know, in this time, because I think a lot of people, you know, they're unemployed or they're in a certain position, and they kind of aren't doing X, Y, Z. You know, there are plenty of things we could be doing, you know, like creating a podcast and providing value. You know, you don't know who's listening to it, who's going to watch it, and what they might take from it. And I think you do a really good job in the clips. Well, I've reshared your clips that you've taken from my podcast, and I think it's really good. And, you know, you piece it together well. And, you know, a lot of the time, some people might not have time in the day, but that little, you know, 60-second clip could mm-hmm. change the way, you know, that they think about the day they see it. And, I think it's, you know, being adaptable in these times, isn't it? And kind of seeing it from different perspectives.
Yeah, for sure. It's something that you touching a point that I truly believe in you, like, at least to, let's say, it's with COVID, and I like to ask to my guests what lessons they are taking from this situation. And for me personally, it was adaptation and appreciation, because come on, we yeah. always expect that the sun will shine the next day. And like with this, it's like we come to a point that, man, it was good that days when we can travel or, you know, and
yeah,
and you have to adapt to the situation. Exactly, for me it's
that's it. I mean, it's definitely a silver lining to the situation, isn't there, really? I think like people have discovered new things to create. I think like if this hadn't happened, I wouldn't be doing this probably. You probably might not be doing, you know, as well. We wouldn't have connected. You want to connect with other people. It's just like a big, massive domino effect that just kind of spirals and connects onto other things. And it's a bit like, you know, like fate almost, isn't it? You know, like it's just happened, and, you know, we have to kind of think forward how we're going to move forward with it, isn't it? Like, and, you know, we don't know how long this is going to be going on for. So, you know, try and do something in that time that's going to be positive, I think, you know?
For me, personally, for sure, like I try to at least it's a lesson that I have for me. I try to see the best of the situation, you know, try to see the glass half full. Normally, I try to see, I know that it's really difficult and depends yeah. on your situation. I don't want to be that everyone should take this care. But if you have to approach a situation, man, it's better at least to try to have a positive mindset, you know, mm-hmm. because you can see a situation or you can see a problem. No, it's the same thing for me. Like, and this come to show, like, and the quantity of persons that we talk in the podcast, you know, that, man, it's, for me, the quantity of lessons that I took since, like, since June last year, it was, it's amazing.
So we, like, with, like, podcasting, do you feel like you've kind of grown and shifted and changed as a person, you know, like, listening to other people's experiences and stories? Like, how do you think it's kind of like kind of shifted you since you started?
And I growed a lot, you know. It's like living other people's lives, you know, a little bit for me, because I'm listening to your story, you know. I didn't fall with you, but yeah. I felt it, you know. Like last, like this week I try to do weekly shows to have the consistency. So I record, and after I do the editing and all that thing. And this week I interviewed Jackson Souza, man. Yeah. And he's a jiu-jitsu fighter. And his father died when he was young, like 8 years old or something like that. And he started working. And that comes like appreciation again, you know. I didn't have to do that. I have to appreciate just don't have to pass to that situation. But at the same time, it grow a lot, you know, like this kind of, if you are open to listen to other people's stories, you for me, I grow as a person, and I became more humble. I try to.
Yeah, I agree. I think that's something that definitely can happen through podcasting. I think, you know, when you hear other people's stories and their experiences and how they've pushed through things and what they've been through, and it kind of makes you, you know, humble about your situation and makes you appreciate their lives and what they've been through and how kind of resilient, you know, people are, you know, how we can be, and that, you know, you can kind of get through whatever you're going through, you know, if you really push through it and choose to. And it's like, you know, that guy, I saw a clip of it, and, you know, he said he started work at 8 years old and his dad died, and you think, you know, the things that he went through, and he's from
Brazil.
Brazil. He was from Brazil, and then he came to the UK, was it?
In 2011. He came to here to a tournament, and after he stayed here giving classes, and now he has his gym in London.
Yeah. That's amazing, isn't it? And it just shows you, like, you know, what, you know, like some people, that things could happen to them and they could, you know, like you said, go the other way. And I think it's that fine line in life, isn't it? Like, you know, there's like two, there's like, you know, lots of different paths, but it's like you can go one way or another. And sometimes things happen, events happen, and people can, you know, be a victim or be frustrated and look at it in a completely different way. You know, but I think we ultimately have a choice. But I think, you know, podcasting is an amazing way to connect with other people. And it's quite, you know, rewarding if you, you know, you get a message or you, you know, you get feedback on it.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And like this for me is feedback, you know, when the people send me a DM, like just because of the clips or some of the guests, when they say that it was great to have somebody that really listened to them, like, for me, that is like, it's the best that I'm taking from this. And the clips, part of the clips, it's that, like, if it can have, like, just in making some different and motivate a person in some way at that day, man, for me, it's mission accomplished, you know?
Yeah.
It's really, really, that's really. It is.
It's really nice. And I think it's quite powerful, isn't it? You know, what you can do, and, you know, the impact, you know, it can have on other people, and just having that space for that person to talk as well. Because I think, you know, like people might connect to that episode or certain episodes, it might be in the same place, and then they might do something from listening to that episode, or, you know, even listening to this, you know, people listening or watching might think, oh, I want to do a podcast, but I haven't done it. You know, they might do a podcast through listening to this or watching this, or, you know, doing something different. And there's so many opportunities, I think, you know, like, you just got to kind of start, haven't you? You just got to kind of do it and take that first step, isn't it? Because I remember I saw a video from one of my old pages, and I was talking about doing a podcast, and it was like January 2019, and I didn't start it, I think, till, like, you know, January last year. And
exactly. But
I was held back by, you know, fear and judgment of others and, you know, putting it off. And I think people over time, they I did a video about this the other day, like, they see the tip of the iceberg and kind of the person for what they're doing. Like, people see us doing this podcast and you doing your podcast, and but behind all that is, you know, the times of, you know, self-doubt, or is it going to work? And, you know, we can put things off. People don't see that. They just kind of see what we're doing now, doing this. And, yeah, but you know, like, people don't always see that over, you know, that deeper layer of it, if that makes sense.
Exactly. They don't see it. And, like, at the same time, they don't have to, you know, because it's something, like, when you do the podcast or when you do something in life, if you can, you should try to do it as a passion. And yeah, sometimes, and I think, like, the self-doubt also, and the the fear of the other people judgment. I think it's something that you, it's like going to the gym, you know?
Yeah.
Man, we should train it, you know, like public speaking, or it's like trying to go, like you were talking in our conversation in my podcast, like trying to go a little bit out of your comfort zone, 1%, you know, like if you have a problem to talk, like public speaking, try to do a little story just to yourself, or send a DM to a friend, like with a video, you know, like I think it's really, and podcast, yeah, it was my way to
coming
out of my comfort zone in one way, because I didn't told you, but I had the experience also that I like to share it with some friends, that we went to France for 2 years. Yeah. And like we were coming and going from France, working there in the wines and coming back. And we were living in the first year in tents. And in the second year, I was living in my car. Not because I need it, but because I think it's a way to humble ourselves, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I said, so that's why I was asking also the car, what's happened with the car, with the podcast.
Yeah.
You know? Because like I think some experience, and not everybody has to do this kind of experience, but I think it helps you to give value to the little things, you know?
Yeah. And
sometimes if we are grateful for having a bed, or for having a clothes, like you were saying, or for your family that love you, you know, like you start to the world start to give you, like the universe start to give you more, if you can see it in some way, like, or you can see it with a better eyes, you know, the opportunities, you know?
Yeah. So, no,
I agree.
And I think it's so organic, isn't it? And true. And I think, like you said, by going and doing certain things, and, you know, saying that you're living in your car or in a tent, and or doing, you know, a podcast somewhere, or doing certain jobs or certain things, is really humbling. And I think when you go to that place and you do those things, it does kind of, you know, change your perspective, and I think you appreciate things more, because you know that there are people out there who are in those situations. You know, you kind of feel like you go to that place, and it's really humbling, like you said. And it's so important to be grateful, you know, for what you have, isn't it? Like you said, the little things matter, and those, you know, 1% add up as well. You know, if you want to do something, just start, like, say 20, you know, you can do a 1 minute video or something, or go for a little jog, and it all adds up. And it's, as you mentioned, being grateful for what you have, and, you know, the little things, like your family, your parents, or, you know, your friends, whatever it is, you know, your house, you know, your clothes, your food, all of these things. And I think, you know, like by gaining momentum, and, you know, if you say you are successful in, you know, you, when you're successful in the future, or, you know, your XYZ place, you can see that journey. And I think you have to kind of start somewhere. You have to have that base somewhere, don't you? And, you know, people will see that journey, and you appreciate that journey a lot more, you know, from having XYZ to getting to, you know, to whatever place it is. And, you know, that's what I respect in people. And I respect people who, you know, start somewhere and they grow, and, you know, they go through things and they get to XYZ. Mm-hmm. And people like that. People, you know, if they see someone just getting something straight away, and then like that, it's, you know, there's no journey there.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that with actors, you know, actors who are successful, but they will, as Andy Garcia, the actor Andy Garcia, I think he went to work in like McDonald's or Burger King for like a couple of weeks, you know, to kind of humble himself, just to ground himself and not have that normality.
Mm-hmm. I think it's really nice. And the more experience that you have, the more perspectives you will see, you know. Because if you are always closed in a box, you will know about that. But if you open yourself to do another things, you will have another perspectives of life. And exactly like you were saying, I think like the good about life, it's not in A or B, but it's in the journey, you know, like the journey, like you were describing, I don't know if you know, but it's the journey of the hero, you know, like everybody likes a good story, you know, everybody likes to see like the guy growing. And man, we all have our fights, like, you know, like everybody has is a hero at some way, you know, like that is something also that I in my podcast, I try to give attention to my guests. I don't like to put myself a lot of times in front of the camera, but it's something that I have to learn also to share maybe the journey. But I like to give attention to my guests, like to you, like to your opinions. And that.
I think it's Yeah, that's it. That's it. And I think, you know, it's important to share that space and to, you know, to give that other person that space to talk, isn't it? I think that's these are skills as well. You know, these are skills, and you know, it's allowing us ourselves as well to talk about things and to go into things, and that can take, like, you know, a lot of time, or can take, you know, it's that, you know, into out of your comfort zone. And as you said, you know, we're constantly kind of always challenging ourselves, and you know, we've all got our own things going on. And I think, you know, like through podcasting, you know, like I feel like my listening skills have got better.
For sure.
So it's, you know, I'm not doing it to improve my listening skills. It's just kind of happened organically over time, you know, through tuning into other people more. And I think it's so important, these skills, you know, it's communication. It's communication at the core, you know, podcasts or radio. I'm talking to you, you're listening, and you know, and vice versa. And communication is so key in life. And if that could be the difference between you getting a job or not, or you kind of developing a relationship with somebody, if somebody doesn't feel heard and met, then, you know, it has a whole different trajectory. And it's so important, you know, communication is so key. That's something that I've learned through doing this. Do you think that as well?
For sure, man. For sure, communication, it's our way to express. And like, also, I will agree with you. Listen, it's something that, like, with podcasts, I'm seeing myself as a better listener. You know, like, because it's like it's like repetition. You know, if you do it, you repeat. You just have to repeat the process, you know. Maybe it will take for you more time that it will take to John. But with repetition and consistency, man, you will achieve it. I truly believe that, you know, like, for sure. And like communication, it's like listening. For me, it's the first step of communication, you know. Because we have the difference between listening and hearing, you know, it's different, you know, because if I'm just waiting for when you stop to talk, to give my opinion or to talk, to just argue or to give my arguments, like, I'm not listening to you. I'm not listening to your opinion, you know, I'm just waiting my time to talk. And like that, I think it's the first step. And I think that with that, I'm becoming a better communicator, you know, because the more that I listen, the more that I learn, the more I can speak, you know.
Yeah, that's it. And I think, is it like some people just listen to, I can't remember what it is, like listen to reply or something like that? Some people just kind of, you know, just kind of replying rather than actually, like, you know, listening. Or There's a quote about, I can't remember what it is, but something like that.
I don't know. It's like, it's that, it's imagine, like, we are talking, we are having an argument, and I'm not listening to you. I'm just waiting the moment to give my opinion, you know, or I'm not answering to your question, you know, because I didn't listen to you. And sometimes it happens also, but I try to that. To the frequency of the times became lesser, and place, you know, like.
Yeah, that's it. It's important, isn't it? And I think sometimes these things aren't really taught to us and we have to kind of like figure it out. And I mean, excuse me, I used to like filter things out. And I think we can all do that as people. So, you know, some people, what I did, I would listen to what I wanted to hear. You know, I would filter out the information that I wanted. And yeah, we do that as people sometimes. But, you know, when you take in that person or that thing that you're tuning into, you kind of take it in more, if that makes sense. I was just thinking as well, like, are you a big reader at all? Have you read any books recently? Do you have any favorite
man,
books?
Yes. I read a lot, man. I read a lot. This year I'm reading now this one from Daniel Kahn, Thinking Slowly and Fast. I don't know if you know or if the translation. It's a Nobel Prize of Economy.
Nice.
No, I try to read, like, I have a morning routine, you know, like I try to do 20 minutes reading, 20 minutes exercise, and 20 minutes just meditation or breathing exercise. I like a lot. I don't know if you know for sure. Wim Hof.
I like Wim Hof, yeah.
Yeah, I like him a lot. I like the breathing exercise, and after that, I take a shower, and at the end, a little bit cold.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah, I like it.
I think it's important to have it's important to have that routine, isn't it? To have those things that we can do that make a little bit of a difference in our day, you know, or make a big difference in our day, you know, over like that time of doing it.
And it's like going back to your conversation. It's like that compound effect. Imagine if I read a book per month. That's my goal for this year. At least because like some of them are like big, these ones, the other ones. So like average of 12, man, I will grow as a person at the end of the year. Like, you know, I like a lot the compound effect. You know, I think it's, if we see that, if we see the long run, what we win, like with doing exercise, how we will get older in a better way. You know, I'm still have to improve a lot of things in my life, but yeah, I think like having a strong morning and more in this time, in this COVID time that you don't have some of the people work from home. I think it's really important, you know, to have this, because the morning also believe it's the point that you have more control of your day, you know. If you wake up 1 hour early, that's what you're supposed to, when you should start working, you have time to do these things, you know. And at the middle of the day, if you are working, you lose that opportunity because things are coming through you. Like, you have something to do, you have to respond to an email, you have to, you know.
Yeah, no, definitely. I'll definitely experience that. And, you know, I experienced that, like, you know, this week is that, you know, like, I mean, everyone's in a different situation, but I live with family and sometimes you get sidetracked because someone else says, can you do this? And I'm like, I've not been able to do X, Y, Z at the time I wanted to. So now I'm pushed to 2 o'clock or, you know, and then you're like kind of spinning your wheels trying to gain back that time. And it's like you said, so important. If you get up at a certain time, it gives you that more time to get things done. But, you know, you've got to take that action to get those things done. But it gives you that more time of opportunity, doesn't it? And I think, you know, like you mentioned with the shower and the cold, you know, having a cold shower, it wakes you up and it's uncomfortable. You know, it's not the nicest. I mean, that's one of my challenges, you know. You know, if I go to like a swimming pool or something, I will have a hot shower and then I will turn on the cold shower for like, say, 10 seconds or something. And then I'm like, okay, I'm done. But it's like you said, if you expose yourself to that over time, then you can do it.
Yeah, and exercise. Yeah, for me, yeah, it's a compound of 3 in the morning. Like, I think if we start, of course, you could put more like a gratitude journal. Like, you can use a lot of things, and I think part of meditation can be in that. Like, but I think yes, the morning and expose yourself to something uncomfortable in the morning. I think it's a really nice way to, man, at least for me, to start the day, and with music and the podcast.
Yeah.
Always. Yeah. Always. I think it's really nice. For me, music, it's really, it's changed my mood. So, or I listen to a podcast or I listen to a music. Like,
That's it. It's definitely, like, music has that, it can shift your emotional state, I find, music. You can listen to something and it can shift how you're feeling, or it can push you to do something. It's like, if say you go for a run or something, or you work out, or you listen to something, it can really shift your state. And it's like in movies, you know, if I watch, say, sometimes like a good movie trailer or a good movie scene or something, I'm like, yeah, wow, yeah, it's, you know, really kind of, yeah.
Rocky style, you know, the Rocky style movies that they motivate you. Like, it's that, it's that, it's, and that is a good trailer, you know, if you can make the person have that feeling, it's a job done for the person that it was behind the project, for sure.
Yeah, that's it. And I think, like, there are lots of, like, motivational videos on YouTube as well with music and movie scenes. You're like, wow, they are really good, and they get you, like, fired up. Well, they kind of do for me. And have you heard of, like, Matthias, if you...
No.
I'll have to... It's MATAUSM, space okay. M. Okay. And he's got, like, a ton of, like, motivational videos on YouTube that he's kind of pieced together. And they're really good. And I've got some of the ones that I can send you. And, yeah. And I was just thinking as well, like, do you have any kind of, like, mentors or role models, like, growing up or now?
Man, role models. Man, I have my mother, really.
Yeah.
Really, it's the strongest person that I met in my life, really. Personally speaking, it's, like, I love it. And, like, man, I love, like, man, I have also my master in jiu-jitsu that is a person that I appreciate a lot, you know. I have, like, some decent role models also. I think now in the internet, you can find someone that inspires you. I don't know if it's... But sometimes, like, the people, like, real near to me, some friends, man. So I don't know if I have a direct mentor. I like to, man, to listen to, for example, Gary V. I think it's Gary Vaynerchuk. I think the way that he spreads the message, it's a really nice way to speak to people. And also, you have to think what relates to you. And I like the way that he speaks to the person. And I will say him now. And, like, personally speaking, my mother, it's a person that I really inspiring the way that she fights life. And yeah, my master in jiu-jitsu also.
That's awesome. That's really nice. And I think, as you mentioned, like, you know, it's not just the big people who are on the TV or the screen. It could be the people that we know, you know, the people who are close to us and our family, you know, what they do. It's so important to have, like, you know, mentors or someone that we can kind of take guidance from and be inspired by. It's so, so powerful. And you mentioned, like, Gary Veen. He's, like, a really great guy as well. And I was just thinking, like, you had, I remember you had Dustin on your podcast. I had Dustin on mine as well.
Mm-hmm. We shared a lot. You had also Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dustin, it's, man, a really nice guy. Really nice, really humble person. Like, wow. And also, like, it was not nice. Please.
No, come on.
No, it was nice to have the conversation with him. Like, he also likes martial arts. He does Muay Thai. So we were talking a little bit about that, like BMX. It was nice to have him. Yeah, really nice.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And he's, like, really humble. Like, he's really humble and he's really down to earth. And I found him, like, you know, one of the most humble people I've met, you know, and he's just so down to earth. And you're like, wow. And he's honest. You know, he's so honest. There's no filter there, you know?
Man, I love it. I really, really, really love the way that he approached and life. It's simple. It seems like I never met him in the person, like I never met you. But it's just humbleness and, like, simple, like, you know, like a simple person. Man. I love
it. And you feel like you know people, you know, like, it's crazy. That's a crazy thing, I think, with podcasting and meeting people and networking is that, you know, that kind of tribe of people that you meet, you know, it's like you had Agnieszka on yours, you know, Isolation TV, and she's a great person. Like, you know, the stuff that she does, and she does boxing as well. And, you know, she's, you know, she's doing loads. And, you know, these tribe of people, you know, these people in our tribe, and even though we've not met in person or known each other for very long, you feel like you've known that person or those people for like years, if that makes sense. Like, you know, like us as well.
And you know, it's nice for me. It's really nice the way that, man, we could connect with persons. Some of the people like that, I guess I'm still talking with them, you know, like exactly yeah. like you were saying, like some of the connections are great. And if it was not through the podcast and through technology, this will not be possible. And like just the quantity of like the networking and the friendships and the tribe, like you describe it, that you create, man, I think it's just that it gives you like, man, for me, it's like mission accomplished, you know, like I really, really felt
it. Yeah, it's powerful, isn't it? It's powerful. And it's so, you know, it's why I urge people just to do it, you know, like, just take that first step and just you don't know what's on the other side of that, you know. I think people fear, we tend to fear the unknown. We tend to fear like making mistakes, and it's not really something that is preached a lot, you know, making mistakes or trying certain things. But you know, you'd be amazed if you know you just try it and do it. And I was thinking as well, like, what's like happiness or like success for you?
And for me, success and it's a happiness. It's a question that I think it's in the journey, you know, like in the appreciation of the daily moments and like sometimes the big wins, but also the small wins that you have in life, you know, starting the podcast, you know, wanting that guest, like starting the day, like I have a sentence in near to my bed. I smile because I'm alive, you know. Yeah. And sometimes just I like it, like it's just the little things. And success for me, man, it comes in like a pizza, you know. It comes like finance, personal relations, you know, like if you are working in your purpose, if you are like that kind of it kind of success for me, it's a mix with your values, you know. Also it comes, it has to come connected, you know, like you have to feel that you are financially success, if you can say that. You, for me, success in a financial way, it's a way that you don't have to worry about money, you know, that you have to start, that you can stop spinning, like going with the in the rat race, like you have enough money for like just, and after like have somebody that loves you, you know. I think it's really important also. And also family, man. You have like, if you have the if you have family, man, appreciate the people that are around you, you know, because it's, they will not be tomorrow for sure, you know, because everybody dies. And it's good that everybody dies in a way that you should appreciate when they are here, you know. You should like, man, tomorrow maybe I will not be here or you will not be here, you know. So, man, let me say I love you, you know.
Yeah. No, I really respect that and I love that. And I think success isn't just like one thing. Like people sometimes think, oh, success is X, Y, Z. And it's not, as you said, it's I think it's very personal to each person, but I think sometimes, like you said, it's not just that one thing. It's those things that, you know, all kind of relate into one thing, if that makes sense. You know, like your health, your, you know, your finances, your family, you know, where you are. It's not just one thing. I think that's probably where people who become successful have issues or problems, because they're not seeing the full picture. You know, what they thought was success, you know, having the massive, pretty massive house and all the money and everything else, but then they might not have that family relationship. They might not have, you know, X, Y, Z. What they thought, you know, is success. They got something, you know, like you said, from that circle. From those,
man, they are just success in one slice of the pizza, you know. That's why it's important to see the full picture. And it's different, like you have a different pizza than me, you know. Your values in some way are, and what your goals are different than mine, you know. You just have to check it, and it will change at time, you know. It's normal, because you will change as a person in time, you know. You are in a journey. You will not be the same Adam in 10 years from now, you know, and that is great, you know, that is great. And your goals will change, you know, and Like having that, I think like having that mindset for me, like it's a pizza. It's not just one way road, like having the Ferrari or the Lamborghini. It helps me like to give value to the person, to the people that are around me and the circumstance that I'm like, that I'm in. Like I have a great life, I can say.
Yeah, that's it. I love that. And I think that's so important that, you know, people try and see it that way, you know. And I've definitely seen that when I've spoken to people, I, you know, they might have a new job or something. I'm like, oh, how's the new job? I'm like, that's okay. I'm like, oh, okay. But, you know, like some people work, like I said, they have that tunnel vision and it's not giving them that deep satisfaction that they might need, you know. And I think, as you said, it's so important to break it down, to look at your goals. It's okay to have new goals. It's okay for things to change, because that's kind of like, we're not meant to stay the same, I don't think, you know. I think we're meant to shift and grow and to, you know, to work through goals and to have new ones. And, you know, to kind of keep on learning, isn't it? Because it's all a process. And as you said, we're not going to be the same people in the 5 or 10 years. And to be humble and to be grateful for what we have and for who we have. Because, you know, as you said, people pass on, relationships might not work. And, you know, like, you know, past relationships that haven't worked out, okay, they've not worked out, but, you know, you've grown from that and you might have had good times. And I think, you know, there's silver linings, I think, from every experience, you know, and every relationship. And if you can do that and break it down, then I think, you know, it's more efficient for yourself, isn't it?
It is. And sometimes, yeah, for some people, you need, like, they will need time, and or sometimes they will need to lose somebody, you know, or in some way, you know, because when you are touched by reality, you turn your tunnel vision start to be open, because you will be exposed to more experience, you know. So
that's it.
Yeah, sometimes it can be for just listening this podcast, and we'll put the people like thinking about it, you know, like, fuck, it's true. I have my mother here. So let's say, or my wife or my kids, like fuck, that it's not the best. I had some problems, man, but I have helped, they have helped. Like it's a great day, you know. I have I have the opportunities, all the opportunities to start fighting, you know.
That's it. And I was thinking yesterday, like, you know, if you've got your feet on the ground and you have a pulse, then you're not doing so bad, you know. That's what came through my mind, and I was like, gosh, where's that come from? But then I was like thinking, well, yeah, like, you know, like, there are people out there who might be, you know, they might be restricted in some way, you know, but that they can't do X, Y, Z things. They might be, you know, in a wheelchair. But then again, the people out there I've met and who are in X, Y, Z, they might even be, you know, restricted in some way, but they're not letting that stop them. You know, there's a good friend of mine who's got severe, like, back issues and things like this. Mm-hmm. But she keeps on going, you know? She keeps on going. She goes to the gym. She works out. She's a coach. And she doesn't let it stop her. And, you know, it's really... there's going to be down... You know, everyone has their bad days. But, you know, as long as you keep moving forward and not letting things kind of stop you, I think it's inspiring. And now that it's going to inspire other people to do X, Y, Z, isn't it? I think, you know, we all have our own purpose and things like that. And, you know, something to give.
And for sure. And sometimes we have also to accept, like, man, sometimes you will have a bad day, a bad week or a bad year, you know, like, I'm not in, and like, accept that, you know, if you are feeling bad, feel bad, you know, like, fuck, it's part of it, you know, like, And you just have to think, for me, it's like, today I'm feeling bad, but tomorrow I can start fight, you know? And if tomorrow I cannot start fight, I can start fighting another day. And it will be like, you know, you just lose when you give up. If you don't give up, you will never lose, you know? It's just you just have to persist. And you will never lose.
Yeah. That's it. And I think, like you said, it's, and in those failures or those, mistakes, failures, lessons, setbacks, you know, you learn a lot. I think it's a lot of learning. And I think that's something that I listen to, you know, Joe Rogan and Joey Diaz and those guys, and they do jiu-jitsu, and they said it's so kind of cathartic, and there's something therapeutic about it and reflective, and there's like a humbleness with it, because as Joe Rogan was saying, like, those guys who do jiu-jitsu, it takes the ego out of it. You can't have an ego, because, you know, that's why they're pretty chilled out most of the time, because they've lost. You're going to lose. And there are people out there who've been doing it for years, and they might get beat and lose. And you're reflecting on what you need to do next time, and that kind of thing. And that's something I think really that's something why I think people should do martial arts at some point, or do martial arts. You know, like I used to do kickboxing a lot when I was a teenager, and it takes the ego out. You know, you're not. There are people out there who had been doing it for years, and they're going to be better than you.
And sometimes the people that start at the same time than you, it will be better than you. You know, the people that start after you, it's like everybody has a journey. And the problem here in when we start comparing, you know, and that is the part that ego, because we always have the ego. You know, the ego will not disappear, but it's the way that you work with the ego. You know. You have to play it with it. And jiu-jitsu, for me, it's a great tool. And I will advise you, if you try it already, man, try jiu-jitsu one time if you try it. Martial arts, kickbox. Man, just... because I think it's different, you know? It's some... for each person, you have each martial art, maybe. But I will advise jiu-jitsu to everybody, because... like and depends off the gym. But in general, like, the people are very welcome. It's not like... man, it's very chilled. Like, you will be like in the gyms that I trained before, like, man, everybody welcome you. It's good for your health, man. You start to know how to defend yourself. You know, you will feel better after. It has a part of the mindset, like the ego. When you see like the little guy like turning you, and I was like, whoa, you know. It's possible, this, like, it will, like, man, it's amazing. Yeah. I love martial arts, and I will advise everybody to at least try it.
That's it. And there's so many elements within that, you know, your mindset, your health, that community, the social side of it. There's so many areas of growth in there. And it's really, you know, self-discipline, isn't it, as well? You become more disciplined, and, you know, you strengthens your mind and your body. And, I've seen videos where a guy was like a big, massive, like, muscly guy, and this other guy was like a bit smaller than him, and he ended up winning. You know, there was grappling, and he ended up winning. And it's amazing. And I think, yeah, people should all do it at some stage. You know, I definitely we're in a lockdown here again, but, like, you know, at some point, I'll definitely, you know, do jiu-jitsu. I'll definitely be thinking about doing it. So I'll let you know when that happens.
And yeah, if you come here, you will train with me. At least I will take you to the gym. Yeah. And
for sure. I'll be like, no,
but it's like, it's such an humble experience. Like, you will feel much like, and it's like a meditation, man. The way that I will describe after I finish a jiu-jitsu class, like, I will find like I finish, like, it's the best meditation session that I had in my life, you know. Like, you don't want to fight with nobody. You are just chilled. You just want to smile and go home and relax. And after the moment, because we have the sparring, so it's the moment that we, like, fight with each other. And it's, man, it's... because after the first one to lose, it will be always your head, you know?
Yeah.
Always, always your head. And you will getting tired, and it's, you will start fighting in your mind. So... that fight, it will make, at my point of view, you will become stronger, not just physically, but in the mindset wise.
That's it. I think that's a really good point you made. Like, you know, because, like, if you make mistakes or you do something wrong, it's like you said, there's that inner kind of like battle with your mind, isn't it? Like, what could I have done better? Oh, you know, I'm not good enough, and all this. And it's just like noise, you know, that mental kind of chit chat noise. That we sometimes experience, and it just kind of, like, so I suppose, kind of just releases that out.
sure. And I think like that voice, it's like it's similar to the Igor, or maybe it's the same voice but with different tones. It will always be present, you know, but it's the way that you approach that voice. It's something that will make you stop from doing what you want, or it's something that will make you prepare better for the situation. You know, imagine if I'm preparing to a jiu-jitsu tournament and I'm maybe I will start, I will inscribe myself, I will do the subscription, maybe not. So it's like that fight, when you put the name and you are already like starting to prepare for the fight, you know, like, and it's just like, sometimes we say it in jiu-jitsu, like just go with the fear, you know, even if you feel fear, start to accept that kind of emotions and play with it.
It's like welcoming that fear, isn't it? Almost, like, yeah.
That the middle with the adrenaline and all that things, like, it's awesome, like, because you are exposing yourself for in some way, you know, like, it's and it gives you the how can I say it, like, it's exactly like you are welcoming the fear, you know, when you are fighting in a tatami with other persons, you know, it's something that sometimes you don't want to do, but you are exposing yourself. So I think at the long run, it will help you grow more mentally than physically, you know, because you will be more mentally tough, you know.
That's it. And that's kind of like where a lot of it starts, isn't it? It's like, you know, your mental state has effect on your physical state, emotional state, and it all kind of like, you know, has a knock-on effect from there onwards, isn't it, as well?
It's all connected. Like, you are not just the Adam that goes to the gym, or just the Adam that do the podcast, or just the Adam that is with the family. You are all of them in one package, you know? And I'm also the same, you know? So you cannot separate yourself. You know, you are always working on you. Every day that you are working, like, when you are being with your mother, you are working, like, you are, or you will try. I'm not saying that you should, like, it's not like if you make a mistake, or if you are not like with, like, try to be with the person, like, try to be the best version of yourself, you know, at that time. And it's something that you will, like, drilling, like in jiu-jitsu, like in podcasts, like you repeat, you drill, and you will become better and better. It's like, it's a daily growth.
Yeah, that's it. And I think that's a really great point you made. And you're looking to be a better version of yourself each day. And I think, like, you know, it's not like a quick fix where you can just click your finger. And I think some people, you know, in society kind of want that quick kind of fix from it. And it doesn't always work like that. You know, it's a daily, like you say, 1% kind of thing. And it just builds and it builds and it builds. And it's constant as you go throughout your life. And, you know, it's like why you see, like, you know, business people or people who are, you know, a lot older than life, they're still having coaches or men, you know, or therapy or whatever. It's a constant thing. And that feeds into your life and everything else and your relationships. And, you know, it's I think it's much more bigger now than ever, you know, with COVID and things like that. You know, people are a lot more inwardly looking at things differently, you know, and how they can change, you know. And I was just thinking, like, where can people find your podcast and your content, things like that?
And just go to YouTube or to Anchor or to Instagram and write anyone, anywhere podcast, and I will be there waiting for you guys.
No, awesome. And people can email you if they want to be on your show as well.
For sure. Just send me a DM. It will be the easiest way. Like, we have, like, a personal relation. We talk, like, person to person, you know. Like, send me a DM and we will arrange a date for that, for sure.
Yeah. No, awesome. And I'll always promote your content. And, you know, like, I think you're doing a great job. And, you know, like, I was on your show that time and I really enjoyed it. And I think, you know, you're providing a lot of value. And, yeah, just keep on doing it. And I'm you know, really grateful to, you know, be your friend and to be able to do this. And, you know, I look forward to what happens in the future, you know?
No, exactly. And let me tell you, it was a pleasure, man. It was an awesome conversation. You are doing an awesome job also. Man, it was great to connect you. It was a great pleasure. And like after this, let's meet each other. Let's have a nice person-to-person conversation, and maybe we can do a person podcast.
Yeah.
In person, we can.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll arrange that. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. In the future, sometime we'll have to do a person podcast. I'd be mint. Yeah,
exactly. Definitely. Do it, man. A lot of health for you and for your family. Okay, big hug from Berlin, my friend.
Oh, thank you, and all the best in the UK. Thank you. Thank you, Pascal.
Thank you.
Take care, man.
Got it. Tune in.